Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome. I'm Guy Haberman here live on YouTube. It is Thursday morning, or it's not if you're watching this later or listening to this on the podcast feed. 5-star review on podcast. Leave a question for the mailbag. We'll be getting back to that soon. You do it by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Appreciate that very much. Coming up on the show today, why the 49ers should not draft a quarterback. The NFLPA rankings, there's a pattern that nobody has noticed, and a little college football because I love college football. But first, woke up today and read Mike Silver, guest of the show, in the San Francisco Chronicle. Silver had a few different little nuggets from Indianapolis. I'm going to read these out of order for effect and then get to a couple of the topics that he writes about. But let's start with this from Silver, who wrote, you can bet that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are scheming. Tough decisions may be coming, possibly involving productive veterans who've played a big role in the franchise's recent run of success. Now, what he's not writing is that the Niners need to cut salary in order to stay under the cap. We know that with the cap being at $255 million this year, and a team with a very good record historically of finesse, that's not what we're talking about here. So what are we talking about here? Let's go on. He writes, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, Debo Samuel, Eric Armstead, Javon Hargrave should be a part of any effort to run it back. However, or to quote Stephen A. Smith, however, Shannon and Lynch need to be honest about what the film showed. Sometimes elite football players fall off quickly and precipitously. If the coach and the GM believe that applies to any of these players or younger stars like Debo, McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, they should act accordingly and try to find someone better. This is the quote that's I put in the headline of the video today, and it's definitely the one that's getting the most attention. He writes, according to organization sources, many tough conversations are already being contemplated. What does that mean? Does that mean tough conversations among each other? I interpret it as tough conversations with players. They're contemplating saying to guys, will you restructure, take less money? Will you take less money? You're going to get cut if you don't take less money, if you don't help us out here, and move some money around, right? Now, generally, when you look through these, a lot of the contracts the 49ers have for these players, There is money to be saved, but it's still going to cost a lot of money to save money. So when I hear this, I don't think cutting. You could be cutting, but I think you're asking players to do some things they don't want to do. Tough conversations are being contemplated. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan don't need to contemplate tough conversations with each other. They need to contemplate tough conversations with Eric Arms, team leaders, right? Guys that have been productive for them, guys that make a lot of money. I would imagine any conversation with Trent Williams is a tough conversation. And George Kittle, these are tough conversations. So that's what that means. But he also turns a leaf when he says, sure, there may be tough cap-related decisions to make in 2025, but they'll figure those out in 2025. That means, in theory, that the Niners can keep the band together and find a way to satisfy second-team All-Pro Brandon Ayuk, who is headed into the final year of his rookie deal, due $14 million, and may choose not to report and or request a trade if the Niners don't sign him to a lucrative extension. Now, you know, if you've been watching or listening recently, that my prediction on this has been that he's going to play out this year. That's what they're going to want to do, have him play out this year. That could certainly qualify as a tough conversation being contemplated, telling Brandon Ayuk, we're not going to trade you and we're not going to extend you. So in other words, there's going to be no resolution here for you. We want you to play this year on the fifth year option. I mean, this definitely falls in the tough conversation category. We're not going to do the thing you want. We're not going to do either of the things you want. You would be happy with a trade or an extension. We're not going to do either one of those things. We're going to do the third option, which is have you play on the fifth year option. And then look, next year, we'll take care of you, man. And Brandon's like, yeah, if I'm healthy, maybe. If we have a good year, I mean, we should have a good year, but maybe, right? There's no guarantees. The only guarantees are guarantees in writing, and that would not be a guarantee in writing. But I think the first part of this is, to me, really what stands out in this article. They have tough cap-related decisions to make in 2025, but they'll make those in 2025. You know, I know a lot of people have said, pay Ayuk now so that you reduce his $14 million number now. I've said that I see it the other way, which is you delay when you pay him. So then you delay when you, now all of a sudden in 2025 is when his cap hit is low. 2026, it's a little lower. 2027 is when it gets bigger. So you're just pushing back when Ayuk's contract gets big. I think that is the benefit of not paying him yet. And then Silver writes this, there may also be some exciting surprises in terms of player acquisition. A year ago, no one believed the 49ers would be a major player in free agency. Then, on the day of the legal tampering period preceding the start of the league year, which, by the way, so you know, we're about a week and a half away from that for this year. That's March 11th. March 11th is a week from this coming Monday, so we're very close to free agency. But he says, at the start of the league year, the Niners agreed to a four-year, $84 million deal with Javon Hargrave, one of the top free agents on the market. So all of this collectively to me says not that the Niners are going to need to make some hard decisions about vets making a lot of money because they need to shave salary to get under the cap. What Mike Silver is saying, I believe, is the Niners want to find ways to shave money based on lack of production so that they can then turn around and spend money. This is not saving because you need to save. This is saving because you want to spend. Those are two different things. And I think that's a promising thing, right? They're going to find ways to get more good players, and they're not going to just rely on the draft to do it. Now, that could be Aziz Alshire. Could that be even bigger? I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, remember, this is the guy that's been right a lot about the 49ers. He was very right, way ahead of most people publicly, right? Who put their, it's one thing for us on YouTube or on a podcast to say, hey, I think that Trey Lance is going to be gone. I still, even in 2024, I still think it has a different power for the people who put it in print, because now you are reporting it in a way. And that's very different than I'm just saying, right? Even if you write it as I'm just saying, there's still a slightly different pressure, I think, there. You don't get to talk it out and explain yourself for 30 minutes. You've got, so especially with the quote unquote old school journalism folks, I think they write that, they feel a certain onus when they write that type of thing. And I think Silver feels an onus when he writes. He's not just you and me out here chatting on YouTube, going, oh, maybe this or maybe that. Now, if I'm telling you something I think is really going to happen based on things, then I'll say it. But, you know, I think you got to take this with some understanding that this is the way the organization is thinking about it, that they are looking at 2024 as kind of an all in. Now, I know if you listen to the podcast I did with Ethan Strauss last week, he and I talked about whether or not it's a a last dance type year or not. And we both agreed it's not, because as long as you have a young quarterback, it's not. You could view it, though. What Silver's basically writing is, this is the window right here. And then, now he didn't say this, but what I think is, okay, that's actually fair. This is the window. The hardest decisions will come next offseason, not this offseason, right? Where you're thinking, maybe now are you extending pretty early? Are you waiting? Are you cutting or trading Deebo Samuel and saving a ton of money post June 1, 2025? Because you can do that. And then a new window opens, because your quarterback, if your quarterback has the year in 2024, 2025 that he just had in 2023, 2024, then your window is blossoming, opening up. That's that. So that's how I take it. That is the news of the day. I think other people will maybe take it differently, but that's how I take it. I think some people might take it as people are getting cut. I don't think that, not based on what he says. You read this again. Trent, Kittle, Juice, Deebo, Armstead, Hargrave should be a part of any effort to run it back. However, Shanahan and Lynch need to be honest about what the film showed. Sometimes elite players fall off quickly and precipitously. Interesting. There's more here. What I read between the lines is, the hard conversations are with players. And they want to have those hard conversations so they can spend money in free agency. I don't think, this is another way to interpret it. This just occurred to me. I don't think it's save money now to pay Ayuk now. I think it's save money now, keep Ayuk on that number, $14 million, and then spend that money elsewhere. Gigala says, if you look at their track history, they restructured, not cut. If not that, I can see trade. But yeah, I mean, I think trade is a distant third here, right? If you're going to trade guys, then people are taking on their money. And I think that's, you know, the Niners have players that are very useful for them, but they're very expensive. And they're more useful to the 49ers than I think they are to other teams. Regular Ryan says, can the hard conversations be Shanahan to stop blowing it up, blowing it every big game? The roster can be the most elite roster ever assembled, and Shanahan will bungle it. No, I don't think that's the tough decisions. I think that's more the YouTube comments than it is the tough decisions between those guys. So that's what Silver wrote today. You can go read the full thing in the Chronicle. I thought, as always, there were hints in there, and that's how I interpreted Silver's hints. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life,
plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, the NFL draft combine field work begins today. The quarterbacks don't go until Saturday. And even then, some of the best quarterbacks in the draft are not going to throw. But if you're looking at it from a 49ers perspective, you don't care about those guys. The guys you care about are the guys that are going to show up with an effort to try and do something. And the question is, should the 49ers draft a quarterback to replace their third quarterback? I think it's safe to assume that, you know, my expectation that Sam Darnold will be gone, and then you want Brandon Allen to be back as your backup quarterback, and you need a third quarterback. And I was talking to Larry Kruger about it yesterday. He was adamant that the 49ers, he had a list of guys that they should draft. And I told him I hate all of his ideas. I don't think the 49ers should draft a quarterback. What I said when I went back and watched that conversation was, I said they should not bring in a rookie quarterback in that quarterback room. And as I thought about it, I don't agree with that statement either by me yesterday. My official statement on this subject is they should not draft a quarterback. If they want to sign a rookie quarterback to be their third quarterback, by all means, go for it. Super cheap. Don't worry about the guy. Either the cream rises or he doesn't, and that's another problem for another day. The 49ers Shanahan Lynch era drafting has yielded three quarterbacks in 7 years: CJ Beathard, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy. So, you know, I don't think they are looking to draft a quarterback necessarily, but my logic for it, two reasons that I would not draft a quarterback if I were the Niners. Number one, it's just pure volume. Like, this is a team that needs to reload. They need to add depth. They need to, I don't want to say correct some of the misses from the last few years, but continue to throw volume at their depth problem. The best way to add depth in the draft is volume. And the 49ers have 11 picks. We'll see if they use a couple of those to move up in the first round or in the second round. You're not going to draft a quarterback there. If they were going to draft a quarterback, it would come later in the draft. And they've done a good job later in the draft finding depth. You know, Braden Willis. Now, Braden Willis got a lot of attention in the Super Bowl for having the hold on the play that George Kittle was out. Braden Willis, a seventh round pick who played in the Super Bowl. When you just say that, a seventh round rookie who played in the Super Bowl, I'd say you gave yourself solid depth. Now, you could argue the counter, which is they had no depth, and that's why he was there. Ronnie Bell. You know, Ronnie Bell played in some big games for the 49ers this year. Seventh round pick. Okay. Fifth round pick, fourth round pick, Spencer Burford. D'Amador Lenore in the fifth. Elijah Mitchell in the sixth. Like, we all know this stuff. Charlie Warner. Colton McKivitz was in the fifth. Warner's the sixth. Juwan Jennings the seventh. These are areas where people want you to draft quarterbacks this year. My reason number one is I would not draft a quarterback because you need these picks to try and hit. You need volume at all these other positions. And I would not use a spot there when you don't need that now. You know, Ron Wolf, the Packers historically would tell you, you draft quarterback. That's when you draft quarterbacks, is when you don't need them. But I think they have shown that they can get instant impact or semi-instant impact from late round guys. I would forego a quarterback this year in the draft. They've mostly done it anyway. If you want to sign a guy, fine. The other reason is, and I know a lot of the names that are coming up, and two that came up yesterday with Larry are Joe Milton from Tennessee and Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. Now, Rattler was the guy, he was once the flavor of the month quarterback prospect. Big, 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 big deal, okay? And he went to Oklahoma. Huge deal. And then became an even bigger deal because Caleb Williams replaced him. Caleb replaced Spencer Rattler in the first big Caleb moment of his career. And I would shy away, especially in the draft, but even in free agency, I would not be particularly interested in guys that are center of attention type quarterbacks historically in their careers. I would look for a guy that in zero way, shape or form, and I don't think Brock is in any way threatened, but it's for the first time in his career, fully, it's Brock Purdy's quarterback room, right? Last year, it was going to be that. We knew that. But he was coming off an injury. He was not getting all of the reps initially. So there was a period of time where he just, you know, wasn't playing much at all. And it was about Sam Darnold and Trey Lance, even though we understood it would eventually become about Brock. The year before, it was definitely not about him at all. So this is the first time it's his room. I would not introduce anybody into that room who thinks they should have, or just gets, even if they don't think it, any sort of real attention. And big time quarterback, quote unquote, prospects would fall into that category. And because I'm not going to draft any of those guys, those talented guys usually don't go undrafted. Then, you know, it's a double whammy reason not to draft them. Get somebody unsigned. You know, it doesn't have to be a rookie. I'd be all for a second year guy or a third year guy or a fourth year guy. I'd actually rather have experience in that room than another rookie in there. The rookie would just be the cheapest. But if you wanted to get, you know, Jake Browning's not going to do it. But, you know, some guy like that who hasn't proven it yet, but is good with the quarterback, somebody who understands their role, I think there's a real value in that. It's why I don't totally disagree with what I said yesterday, which is don't even get a rookie in there. What I meant to say yesterday was just don't draft a guy. But I want a guy that can be another set of eyes for Brock. Brandon Allen can 1,000% be that, right? Brandon Allen understands. He was on the show a few weeks ago before the Super Bowl. Go listen to it. Really sharp guy. Understands the role. Gets what his job is. Knows how to prepare for a Kyle Shanahan team, right? If you get a rookie quarterback in there that's not ready for it, that's not another Brock Purdy, and those guys are really hard to find, then what you're getting is a quarterback who doesn't quite yet know what it means to prepare for a Kyle Shanahan game, which means these guys put in a ton of work the week of a game, learning the game plan, understanding everything they're going to be asked to do this week. So I would stay away from rookie quarterbacks. Now, Adam Peters, to continue this, Adam Peters was asked a couple days ago. The former 49ers front office exec, now running player personnel for the Washington Commanders, for the football team. And he was asked a couple of things. Let me see if I got these in the right order here.
The answer.
Yeah, so two things from Adam Peters here. Question about finding quarterbacks. Because this week, and especially Saturday, Brock Purdy's name is going to get brought up, okay? It's been brought up for a year when it comes to the draft, and Saturday when the quarterbacks are throwing, and there's some short white guy out there who played 4 years of college football, they're going to be like, man, are teams changing the way they draft quarterbacks? No. I've told you for a while, this is one of my soapboxes. This conversation is so stupid. I promise you, Brock Purdy could go on to a Hall of Fame career. The conversation about whether or not Brock Purdy changes the way that we draft quarterbacks in the NFL will be dead within 3 years, okay? And Brock could be the five-time MVP starting next year. He could win five in a row. He'd be like Wayne Gretzky, win like seven in a row. Actually, Wayne won them from his rookie year on. I think it was like seven or nine. It was something crazy. I saw an Instagram reel about it the other day. But Brock could win five MVPs in a row starting now. And this conversation about whether or not he changes the way the league drafts quarterback is going to be dead is what I meant to say. Because I know it's not how it's spelled. Because it's such a crapshoot. Listen to Adam Peters talking about finding quarterbacks.
If I knew that answer, I would be somewhere else, probably retired. I think that the gist of it is it's people evaluating people, and especially when it comes to that position, there's so much more that goes into it besides the tape. You know, if you're evaluating a defensive end, you know, I think we all can see what Nick Bosa or Myles Garrett looks like, and the quarterback, there's so much nuance that goes into it besides the talent and the skill set and the arm strength and all that. So with really quarterback or any position, it's people evaluating people, so you're gonna make mistakes, and it's a matter of if you have a better hit rate. Really, that's the draft, is to try to hit on as many as you can, and the more hits you have, whether it's the first round pick or the seventh round pick or anywhere in between, that's how you build your team.
It's people evaluating people, so people are hard to evaluate. When you have other people evaluate people, you're even gonna make more mistakes. There's no he's not pretending like they found Dude, the stuff we got out of drafting Brock, look out. I'm about to get my Pro Bowler in the fifth round. Here's what he said specifically about Brock.
He's always composed. He was always like he is now. He's the same guy every day. And really, his tape was what really turned us on, and then you meet the person. But this is only just a little bit part of the process, but his tape and everything that he did at Iowa State and how well he played and how well he played the position, we really thought that he could really fit in well with our scheme. And if we thought he was that good, we probably wouldn't have waited till the last pick. But now we liked him that much, and now I got to find a new quarterback.
Yeah, he's 100% right, right? The whole we had a fourth round grade on him, which, you know, I mean, in a sense, I believe, but at the same time, Adam's right. Like, if you had any sense that he was going to be the guy that he became, you would have been like, guys, we got to jump on this guy in case somebody accidentally hits a button trying to draft Blaine Jones and hits Brock Purdy and they put in the wrong pick. Like, we just have to draft this guy, right? We got to go get him right now before somebody else screws up. We got to get Tariq Castro Fields, even though we like Brock way more. Let's get Tariq. Oh, Brock. So he's right. But I just listened to these two clips from Adam Peters. These guys, there's no science here. There's nothing to be learned. Let's draft really. You know what? Here's the new news. Let's draft really productive guys. Oh, yeah. Cool. There's a amazing thought. What was the, I'm just trying to think real quick. I meant to look this up. The Bill Parcells rule on drafting quarterbacks, which, you know, is old. Nobody uses anymore. Here were Bill Parcells. All right. Here were Bill Parcells' rules drafting a quarterback. And these were not fail-safe rules, as the list of guys that he drafted shall show. His rules were seniors, no underclassmen, has to have graduated, 3-year starter, 23 collegiate wins as a starter. All right. So when people are like, oh, you know, maybe with Brock, it's going to be about, you know, we got to start drafting college production. Yeah. Okay. Well, Bill Parcells did that already. His hit rate, let's take a look at the quarterbacks Bill Parcells drafted. Jeff Hostetler, I mean, he's a pro. Dave Walter, Mike Perez, Craig Kupp, Drew Bledsoe, hit, Jay Walker, and Chuck Clements. Hey, some of these guys are, but it's not some fail-safe, you know. Jeff Hostetler, good player. I said good player. Yeah. Great one says won a Super Bowl. This has been out there for a long time. If this was the foolproof plan, the people would have been using it. But it's not. There isn't one. It's people evaluating people. Parcells, a football genius. This guy's a football genius. I'm not here to besmirch Bill Parcells. Absolute genius. Brock Purdy's an exception to the rule. When you're an exception to the rule, there is no rule. There's no new rule that you create. If everyone tries to draft exceptions, guess what? They're not exceptions anymore. So let's watch. Let's watch this draft. Let's see. Is this going to be a draft where here would be one. I'm drafting just off 3-cone drills. I need a guy that started 3 years and is good in the 3-cone, right? Okay. Let's do that. The analogy I used recently with Sherwood Strauss, I've used this a few times, or Ethan Strauss. Yeah, I've told John this too. It's like Draymond was an exception. For 3 years, people were like, let's draft some Draymonds. And then you realize, oh, he's an exception. And I think the same is going to be ultimately the case with Brock. So it doesn't mean you don't keep striving, you know, let's find new solutions here. But as productive as Brock was, as sharp as Brock is, as tough as Brock is, you know, these are all things you're already drafting for smart and tough and productive. And teams think they can find the smart, tough, productive guy that's 3 inches taller with a stronger arm. They're going to draft that guy first. But let's see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the league will be littered with little Brock Purdy's running around in 5 years. Half the league will be just Brock Purdy's. And, you know, the Bo Nixes, the big, strong guys, the athletic guys, they'll start getting drafted in the 4th round. Okay. I'll believe that one when I see it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The other big piece of news this week, other than the combine, was the NFLPA and their report cards. People very into the NFLPA report cards. And you know, I think the thing that gets the most attention is like owner rankings, coach rankings. But I think there's a little pattern in here that people are missing. Listen, the players gave out 19 A grades for head coach. Over half of the league, the players gave an A grade to their coach. Okay. Weirdly enough, Matt LaFleur got a B plus grade. Cleveland Browns, their coach was the coach of the year, got a B minus grade. So, you know, first of all, not all of this is, well, I won't go off on a tangent. Here's the pattern. Here are where the fewest, 19 A grades, 10 A's for owners, 19 for coaches. Some of the lowest A grades, so the fewest number of teams that got an A grade. Food and cafeteria, only 4 teams got an A grade for food and cafeteria. Treatment of families, only 4 teams got an A grade. Locker rooms, only 6 teams got an A grade. Training rooms, only 3 teams got an A grade. The fewest A grade, travel. 2 A's on travel. So how do you interpret this? All right, some people say, well, the league's got to step up the cafeterias. Other people say, well, the players need to stop complaining. Nobody cares. I interpret this as college spent years and years and years not spending money directly on players, but spending it everywhere else. What do they spend it on? Anything that's a recruiting tool. What's a recruiting tool? Making mom and dad feel good that their son is going to eat right and is going to be safe. He's going to be taken care of. Locker rooms are going to be luxurious. That appeals to players. College football locker rooms are better by wide margins than NFL locker rooms because they're ridiculous. They're built as a way to recruit. College locker rooms are recruiting tools. NFL locker rooms are not. College locker rooms are a place to spend all the money. This is back when everybody was trying to avoid NIL and the incoming employee status of players and pay players. So they went, look at this life we give these players. How could you ask us to pay them when we build these lockers that are just, look at this thing. It dries their helmets and is an Xbox. That's a real thing, by the way. Lockers that dry your helmets and are an Xbox. So all these players come in and all their families come in used to getting incredible facilities because that's what it is in college. That's how you recruit in college. Mom and dad and everybody else in the family get whatever they need. They get taken care of. You come to the game, you're a VIP. You're going to be on the sidelines. We're going to get you great seats. You're going to have access. Post-game, there's going to be a barbecue. You're going to get taken care of. You're going to get post-game. You're going to stand over here away from everybody else. Different story in the pros. So now you've got all these players who come in and are used to the Taj Mahal of cafeterias. Now travel. Travel's unique because everyone's flying charter in college already. They're flying charter. You have to. You got so many players. I think travel getting 2 A's from the NFL players is not about what they're used to in college. I think it's what you're used to when you're not traveling with your team. Because when you make $1 million or $10 million or $30 million, you stay at the St. Regis and the Four Seasons. But NFL teams, their travel parties are so huge, unlike NBA teams who stay at the Four Seasons, even baseball traveling parties, they stay at, you know, the St. Regis. That's where most of them stay in San Francisco. They're all, when they come play baseball, they all stay, mostly all of them stay at the St. Regis down on 3rd Street. Football is a different animal. Football, there's too many people. We're at the Holiday Inn. We're at the Marriott. It's still, you can still get a solid hotel. These guys travel individually. Vacation time, Cabo. Woo! They go to Maui. Go to Maui. You're at the Four Seasons. So I think that's where that one comes from. But the rest of this is just a product of college overspending on stupid stuff. And then guys getting in the league thinking, why don't I have it as good as I had it in college? Get to your comments on Brock Purdy and the draft and the 49ers in just a moment. But one more thing. We're headed towards a 14-team playoff in 2026 in college football. Here's the update. So right now, in the next 2 years, there's going to be a 12-team playoff. This 12-team playoff is going to start. I've been saying this. It's going to start before Thanksgiving. It's going to go through like the NFL, past the NFL regular season and into the NFL wildcard weekend. So like this year, You're going to have college football playoffs starting before Thanksgiving, and it will conclude around NFL's, is it wild card weekend or the second weekend of the NFL playoffs? So it's going to be big. So it's going to grow in probably three years. It'll likely be a 14-team playoff, and that'll mean three automatic qualifiers from the Big Ten. It'll mean three automatic qualifiers from the SEC. It'll mean two automatic qualifiers from the ACC and the Big 12. And the group of five, don't worry, we haven't forgot about you. You guys get a team in too. And so that's 14 teams. All those numbers I just gave you add up to 11, and then there'll be three at-large teams. And it just brings us one step closer to a college football super league. Right now, the Big Ten, if you follow college football, some of you may not. I know a lot of you do. If you follow college football, even then, it's hard to know exactly how many teams are in all the leagues coming up this year. The Big Ten has 18 teams in it this year. Okay, the Big Ten. The SEC has 16. The Big 12 has 16. And the ACC has 17 teams. That adds up to 67. 67 teams. There are many in college football, including some of the major power brokers of college football, that have said that the future of college football is going to be a super league with like 50 teams in it. So everybody that's in the dance right now, that like if you might be an ACC, a Big 12 fan, hell, there's a couple of SEC teams out there that you go, if we were really starting over from scratch and had a tier one red rope VIP club, I don't think everybody here would be in this. So whether or not they eventually kick some people out, time will tell. Right now, 67 teams is what it is. And even that, I think, to them, feels big. That's what we're going to have for several years now. But, you know, if you go by what the power brokers of college football say, 67 is too big. And you can already see the Big Ten and the SEC in a variety of ways starting to separate themselves. Right? Those two leagues right now are, you're looking at what, 31, 34 teams between those two leagues. Is that number correct? You know, those of you who watch this show regularly know that me doing live math is a problem. 34. So 34 is where the number is going to start. And then they will add from everybody else to get to like 48 or 50 and maybe less. Maybe it'll be 38. Maybe it'll be 45, whatever the number is. But that's what the future of college football is. All right. How many fork-tail devils says, how many teams will the Pac-12 have? Right now there's two. There's Pac-2. By the way, sometimes you guys ask, which is very nice. Some of you ask. Most of you don't, and that's fine. I don't care. But for those that do, you sometimes like, hey, Guy, we know you do some play-by-play. When are you going to be on next? What you got coming up? Well, I'll tell you. Two games coming up in the next week for your boy. One, I know all of you can watch this Saturday. I'm doing Cal at Utah. That's on Pac-12 Network, if you get that. Next Thursday, a week from today, next Thursday, huge basketball game. I can't wait. I'm going to Pullman, Washington. Washington at Washington State, the last Apple Cup as league partners. Washington State, for those of you who haven't started following college basketball yet, is fighting to win the Pac-12 right now, although Arizona inched back ahead of them last night. That game's going to be on FS1 next Thursday. So a week from Thursday, FS1. College hoops for me, and then I'm going to the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas after that. There we go. Thanks for everything. Today, on this video, we'll talk to everybody soon. Bye.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.